Good morning. Today we continue our series on the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ. The incarnation took place about 2,000 years ago when the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, came to the earth as a baby and lived for 33 years until his death, burial, resurrection, and ascension to heaven. While Jesus lived on the earth, he was the God-man. Jesus was and remains fully God and fully man. Today, our meditation comes from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 17 and 18. It reads, "Therefore, in all things, he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted." Let's focus on the idea that Christ had to be made like his brethren. The author of the book of Hebrews is concerned to show how closely the Lord Jesus identifies with his people. Verse 17 is teaching us that Christ had to be made like his brethren in order to pay the price for sins on Calvary's cross. Hence, the Lord Jesus had to become human, take on human nature, and yet be without sin. Hence, at a specific point in time, Jesus became man. Christ was not always a man, though he was always the eternal Son of God. Christ had a human body, subject, like ours, to pleasure and pain, to hunger and thirst, to suffering and death. And he had a human soul. He had thoughts and feelings. He knew how to love. He experienced hate. He knew joy and sadness. Christ experienced the entire range of human sufferings. He went through every human experience of poverty, toil, pain, disappointment, insult, persecution, through every sorrow which arises in a pure mind from constant contact with sinners, and through every form of satanic temptation. As Christians, we do not have perfect knowledge of the trials and tribulations that are ahead of us. Some would say that as Christians, we get through our trials more easily because we do not foresee them. But the Lord Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, did indeed have perfect knowledge of his trials and tribulations. And he was able to see these adversities before they arrived. And yet, he still faced these trials and tribulations for our sakes. Christ passed through the range of adverse experiences that he did so that you and I may learn to have confidence in him. Christ is therefore fully able to sustain, uphold, and cheer us in the midst of life's darkest experiences and afflictions. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 4 and verse 15 tells us, "For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin." Some Bible scholars make the point that there was suffering Jesus endured that was peculiar to his holy nature. Jesus lived for 33 years in a world of sin. This must have been continuous pain to him as the Holy One of God. Suffering in the presence of evil is in proportion to our holiness and our aversion to evil. Christ not only saw a world wandering away from God, but he knew what was in man. He not only saw the malice in men's faces and the guilt in their lives, he read the thoughts and intents of the heart. And still worse, He felt the effects of the evil scheming of Satan to do him harm. It is the compassion of the Lord Jesus for wretched sinners like you and me why he had to be made like his brethren. Our Lord's incarnation and death were necessary for atonement, but he endured much beside that. Much of Christ's suffering was an extra burden voluntarily assumed with a view to man's comfort in sorrow. He cared so much about our griefs that in order to allay them, he passed through them himself. How can we then doubt the heart of Christ toward us? Hebrews chapter 2 verse 17 also speaks to the fact that Christ had to be made like his brethren in order to fulfill the role as a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. One necessary qualification of our great high priest is that, one, he must share our nature in order that he might make atonement for us as sinners. Another necessary qualification of our great high priest is found in Hebrews 2 verse 18. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted. Hence, our great high priest must share our trials in order that he might aid us in our temptations and sufferings. The word tempted is used in two senses in the Bible. Firstly, tempted sometimes means tested, proved, with a good intent. Secondly, tempted sometimes means solicitation to sin, to commit evil. Christians are people who are tempted in both senses of the word. The Christian is tried by suffering and sorrow, by physical pain and spiritual conflict. Also, the Christian is assailed by subtle solicitations to sin. Hence, the Christian needs a high priest who is able to help in these trying experiences. The Christian needs a high priest who will give sympathy in one's sorrows and inspire patience in trials and impart spiritual discernment and strength in temptations to sin. Such are the functions of our great high priest. Because Christ was made like his brethren, he not only feels for us, but with us. By Christ's personal experience of our sufferings, he has acquired the power of sympathy with us in them. Christ as God knows what is in us, but Christ as man, he understands how we feel. It is noteworthy that the main job of Christ as our high priest was to appease the wrath of God towards sins and sinners. That is what propitiation is all about. Propitiation is the appeasement of the wrath of God. That is what Jesus accomplished on Calvary's cross. Those who repent of their sins on the merits of the propitiatory sacrifice of Christ will not experience the wrath of God. Hence, we read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. That is why God had to become man. That is why Christ had to be made like his brethren. Today is a good day to get right with God. Today is a good day to surrender your life to God. Today is a good day to shelter from the wrath of God by repenting of your sins. Until next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.